June 11, severed from earthly things, and have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them, Ephesians 5:11. Many professed Christians are well represented by the vine that is trailing upon the ground and entwining its tendrils about the roots and rubbish that lie in its path. To all such the message comes, "Come out from among them, and be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you, and will be a father unto you, and ye shall be my sons and daughters, saith the Lord Almighty." 2 Corinthians 6:17-18. There are conditions to meet if we would be blessed and honored by God. We are to separate from the world and refuse to touch those things that will separate our affections from God. God has the first and highest claims upon his people. Set your affections upon him and upon heavenly things. Your tendrils must be severed from everything earthly. You are exhorted to touch not the unclean thing, for in touching this, you will yourself become unclean. It is impossible for you to unite with those who are corrupt and still remain pure. What fellowship hath righteousness with unrighteousness, and what communion hath light with darkness, and what concord hath Christ with Belial? Verses 14 and 15, God and Christ and the heavenly host would have man know that if he unites with the corrupt, he will become corrupt. All our actions are affected by our religious experience. If our experience is founded in God, if we are daily tasting the power of the world to come and have the fellowship of the Spirit, if each day we hold with a firmer grasp the higher life, principles that are holy and elevating will be inwrought in us. And it will be as natural for us to seek purity and holiness and separation from the world as it is for the angels of glory to execute the mission of love assigned them. Our consecration to God must be a living principle interwoven with the life and leading to self-denial and self-sacrifice. It must underlie all our thoughts and be the spring of every action. This will elevate us above the world and separate us from its polluting influence.